Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Ho, 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 hello, boys and girls. Santa here with my trusted elves, Tinsel, Gruffy, Clyde, and Sparkle Joy. How is everyone?
Today we have quite the adventure to share with you.
Oh man, you guys are not going to believe what happened with Clyde's train.
Train? Do tell.
Well, I was testing a big electric train set.
It wasn't just big, it was gigantic. The track went all around the entire workshop.
Sparkle Joy's right. Clyde built the most elaborate model train setup we've ever seen. It went over bridges, through tunnels, past the doll department, around the tool station.
And I may have accidentally turned the speed dial all the way up.
The train went so fast.
It was like a rocket. The train went zooming around the workshop and then it jumped the tracks.
But here's the cool part. It crashed right into a pile of stuffed animals, so nothing broke.
Gruffy's right. The teddy bears cushioned the fall perfectly. Though we did have to untangle the train from about 40 stuffed bunnies.
Wow. Ho, ho, ho. That sounds exciting. Was anyone hurt?
No, everybody was safe. Actually, it gave us a great idea for a toy. A super speed train set.
I'm making 15 of them now. Kids are gonna love it.
What excellent problem solving. Now, what else did everyone work on today?
We painted 120 birdhouses and assembled music boxes.
I organized all the fashion dolls and wrapped 200 craft kits.
I built remote control monster trucks and fed the reindeer. Blitzen tried to eat my hat.
Speaking of the reindeer, I've been practicing our takeoff patterns. We're getting faster every day.
That's wonderful, Santa. Mrs. Claus must be proud.
Oh, yes. She made peppermint bark for everyone tonight.
Yay!
Well, I'll be in the next room preparing for our story for the boys and girls today. You elves handle the Toji's Substation letters from the magic mailbox, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
See you later!
Hey, Tinsel, can you read this one first? I saw this one has an elf on the shelf.
Sure thing, Clyde. Here's one from Bo, who's 4 years old. Dear Santa, our elf is Jingle Moose.
I thought you'd like that. Our buddy Jingle Moose is out.
That's the most ridiculous name.
Well, our elf on the shelf friends do have some silly names, but that's why we love them. But Bo continues, today, Jingle Moose was sitting inside a cereal bowl like he wanted breakfast.
Well, that is the most important meal of the day.
Indeed.
For Christmas, may I please have a Paw Patrol Big Truck Pups Chase Truck?
Oh, boy, that's a mouthful, but it's also a fun toy.
All right, Gruffy, you get on that. Make sure Santa Claus has that in his magic sack. Also, he wants a Tonka Steel Classics Dump Truck.
Oh, boy, those are classics. Those are great for little boys.
And little girls.
Well, sure, if they want to play with dump trucks, the more the merrier.
Bo also wants a Fisher-Price Imaginext Dinosaur.
Oh, boy, roar! My favorite's T-Rex.
I like Brontosaurus.
I like Triceratops.
And also, Bo would like a Bluey family home playset. Play-Doh 10-pack.
Ooh, Play-Doh is nice and squishy.
And a VTech Kitty Zoom camera.
Ooh, high-tech stuff. I like it.
And Bo continues, my older sister Haley says she's teaching me manners. She's bossy, but nice. Love, Bo.
Sometimes it feels like people are being bossy, but sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah, everybody just wants you to be the very best you can. So good work working on those manners, and we'll make sure Santa Claus sees this letter, and we'll try to load up the sleigh with some goodies for you this Christmas. Thanks for writing in, Bo.
Yeah, Bo. Merry Christmas.
This next letter is from 6-year-old Easton. Dear Santa, I'm Easton. In first grade, I would like a Nerf blaster, a light-up watch, a soccer ball, Jurassic World dinosaur.
Roar! Here's more dinosaurs!
Dinosaurs are always very popular.
He also wants a Lego City fire truck, Oh, and Clyde, look, Easton would like Pokemon cards.
Oh, I love me some Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all.
A new winter hat, a marble run set, and glow stars for my ceiling.
Ooh, those are pretty at night.
Yeah, and cool glow in the dark. That'll be great for your room. It says, thank you, Easton. Well, that's a very nice thing. You said thank you at the end of your letter.
Manners are what makes the world go round.
Yeah, that and gravity.
Oh, Gruffy, you know what he means. If everybody was polite, we'd be in great shape. But we're working on it, and we'll get there with the help of you boys and girls. If you keep up your manners and be polite to one another, boy, the world would be a great place. Here's one from Paisley. She is 5 years old and in kindergarten this year.
Hi, Paisley!
So, Sparkle Joy, you might know about some of these presents. Paisley would like a unicorn plush.
Ooh, I love horses and unicorns and ponies.
What about this, a Barbie camper?
Someone wanted that the other day, too.
Yeah, Barbie's into the RV scene now. All right, I can get behind that.
Gruffy, you like anything with wheels.
Why, sure. It gets you places.
You can't argue with that. Oh, also, Paisley would like watercolor paints, a sparkly backpack, and a clay bead jewelry kit, and a cute hat.
I think I can help you out with that. I'll make sure Santa Claus has just what you like.
And one more letter here. This one's from Jackson, who's 7 and in the second grade. Dear Santa, I'm Jackson, and I would love to have a Lego Minecraft set. Also, a basketball robot kit, cool pajamas and RC car.
Oh, I think I like what this kid's asking for.
I haven't even got to your favorite, probably, Gruffy. He wants a slime kit.
Oh, I knew I liked you, Jackson.
And a Fortnite hoodie.
Oh, I love Fortnite. That's a fun game.
All right, Clyde, you make sure Santa Claus has that, and we'll see if you can have a great Christmas. And I know you have a sister named Chloe, too, because you were kind enough to mention her in your letter. He says, my sister Chloe says hi. Thanks, Santa. Jackson.
Oh, what a nice young man.
And he has great taste.
We'll have Santa Claus check the list twice and make sure we can get some of these gifts under your tree this year. Thanks for writing in, Jackson.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great Christmas.
And that's all the time we have today, boys and girls.
Yeah, if you want to write a letter to Santa, you should put it in our magic mailbox.
Clyde's right. It's at Toji's substation on East Main Street in Bradford.
Pop it in and listen for your letter on the radio.
And online at WESB.com if you want to hear the old shows, too.
Hey, Santa's coming back.
Yeah, right after this message from Toji's substation, Santa will read our Christmas story of the day. Back in a few. Bye!
See ya!
Yippee! Yippee!
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Night the Stars Got Tangled. Ho, 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 ho. Every December, the North Pole gets extra sparkly. Stars shine like diamonds sprinkled across velvet. But on this one night, something strange happened. The stars looked, well, messy. Some were drooping low, others were bunched together. One was even blinking in the wrong rhythm, like a sleepy flashlight. I squinted. This looks like a tangled Christmas light string. Jingle Nut the Elf gasped, oh no, the star strings must be in trouble. You see, the stars at the North Pole hang from local magical threads in the sky. Once a year, the star sprites straighten them up, but this time, the sprites got overwhelmed. They were tiny little things about the size of a gumdrop, so I gathered the elves and the reindeer. Reindeer can fly, elves can climb. I can ho, ho, ho loudly enough to signal the sprites. Up we went. Rudolph led the way with his nose glowing like a cherry lantern. elves untangled the threads, giggling as stardust rained down on their hats. I guided the sprites, who zipped around like glittery fireflies. When we finished, the sky looked dazzling, every star twinkling in perfect harmony. The sprites danced in a circle to celebrate, leaving a spiral of sparkle that drifted down like magical snow. "Santa," one sprite squeaked, "thank you for helping." I smiled, "any time. After all, Christmas shines brightest when we all work together." Ho, 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 that's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho.
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.